Hi, Chris. Oh, yeah. Hi, Jim, too.
Perfect.
Oh, another wise guy.
I bet they're sincere.
He is, because he is in the USMC, so we got to give him a big hoorah. My name is, and I'm going to put George.
Mm-hmm.
My name is George, and I'm in the USMC. Oh, he's retired. Mm-hmm. 2002. I now work for, and I won't mention the name, in the Middle East as a defense contractor.
Mm-hmm.
My question is sort of unrelated to our own situation, which we plan to discuss in more details in person. That said, I ran across an old email we saved from our financial files, and it is old. It's from, it looks like 2001. So that's...
It was a while ago.
Pretty damn old email.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Regarding, let's see, regarding potential increase in Social Security retirement benefits, specifically for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure of the accuracy or validity of this info, but I want to run it by Chris so I can get his take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to read me to read the email, or do you want to just give a summary? Because I know you read through this.
No, I'll summarize the question, which was, is there such a thing? And what do they have to do to get the benefit? That's the punchline of the rest of that email. So, first of all, it is such a thing. It's called Special Extra Earnings for Military Service. So, those of you interested in this, that's what you should Google, is Special Extra Earnings for Military Service Social Security, and it'll come right up. It's a page right on the Social Security website, readily available. You don't have to dig for it. It's right out there. And just reading snippets of this, it's since 1957, if you had military service earnings for active duty, you paid Social Security taxes on those earnings. Since 1988, inactive duty service has also been covered by Social Security. But here's what gets to their email. Under certain circumstances, special extra earnings for your military service from 1957 through 2001 can be credited to your record for Social Security purposes. These extra earnings credits may help you qualify for Social Security or increase the amount of your Social Security benefit. That's what they're getting at, these extra benefits for. So here's how you get those credits. Special extra earnings credits are granted for periods of active duty or active duty for training. Special extra earnings are not granted for inactive duty training. So here's, they've broken it up into three categories, bands of years and how they handle it. From 1957 through 1967, they will add the extra credits to your record when you apply for Social Security benefits. For active duty from 1968 through 2001, you do not need to do anything to receive these extra credits. The credits were automatically added to your record. So they essentially went back and with their own software, for any active duty from 1968 through 2001, when this rule went away, so there's no extra benefits for active duty in this particular category after 2001. But for 1968 through 2001, any active duty there, if you deserved the credits, it's already been applied to your Social Security's record. You don't have to do anything to get them. If you happen to have active military service between 1957 and 1967, which I don't think this person went back quite that far, they have to do that manually, and they will
well,
do that
retired
when you go
in 2002 from the USMC.
Right,
so,
but how long was he in?
Well, I guess 20, 25, 30 years. Don't they retire after that?
Well, one would think. That's why I'm thinking he doesn't have this issue prior to 1968. Now, he could if he was in somehow for 40 years. Maybe this is an issue. But so what that email that he had from 2001 didn't indicate is that they've now figured out how to automatically give you those credits. So you don't have to do anything. When that email that he was referencing was written, they hadn't done that yet. So you had to ask for them. And essentially the way it worked is for service between 1957 through 1977, they added an extra $300 in earnings each quarter to your pay as far as your Social Security. They didn't send you $300, but they added it to your Social Security earnings record as if you had earned it. Thus, in the future, hopefully bolstering your Social Security benefit. For service between 1978 and 2001, For every $300 in active duty pay, you're credited with an additional $100 in earnings up to a maximum of $1,200 per year. So they changed the way they applied that $1,200. If you enlisted after September of 1980 and didn't complete at least 24 months, you may not be able to receive the additional earnings. Check with Social Security for details is what it finishes out saying. So, yes, there is such a thing for active service or training 1957 through 2001. But unless you have service prior to 1968, there's nothing you need to do. It's automatically been added to your record already.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Perfect. Well, I hope our former Marine found that beneficial. And
hope it helped him out on maybe
stay safe there in the Middle East where he is working for a private security contractor. And we'll see how all that goes.
Yeah.